Clarion Books and Harper Audio present What Stalks Among Us by Sarah Hollowell, performed by Amy Lynn Abelera. A comprehensive list of content warnings can be found on sarahhollowell.com, but in addition to being an epically awesome story, this book depicts physical, emotional, and psychological abuse, mental illness, self-harm, death, violence, and gore. This one's for me. I needed to prove I can escape the maze. 1. The corn is the vibrant green of midsummer. The stalks tower above us, too high to see over even if we jump. The entrance to the maze is marked by hay bales that make my legs itch just looking at them. I sip from my water bottle just for something to do with myself other than stare at the maze. It barely dilutes the taste of the pixie sticks flavored crushed ice I ate on the drive. Logan, pacing the edge of the field, says,
"This shouldn't be here."
"I know," I say.
"Like, really shouldn't. Like, I'd sooner believe it's a hologram."
He reaches out one hand but stops short of touching the corn. I'm not a farm kid or anything, but growing up in Indiana tends to mean absorbing some knowledge through osmosis. I know that corn mazes are for fall, when the corn is full grown. It's only May 2nd. Far as I know, this maze is impossible. It was a mark of true friendship that when Logan picked me up that morning, he took one look at my face and said,
"You wanna skip the field trip?"
It wasn't just any field trip. It was the King's Island trip. It was the theme park-shaped prize we all got for surviving AP Physics. Everyone looked forward to it all year. Everyone except me. I'm the only one in the class fat enough to have to worry about if I'd fit on the rides. I'd been to a theme park all of once, and it included slinking back through the line of a roller coaster after the bar wouldn't close over my stomach. I can know it's not my fault that the ride wasn't built with people like me in mind, or that the walk back through the line shouldn't be embarrassing because I didn't do anything wrong. I existed while fat, that's it. I can know all of that and still not want to do it again. I can still worry about being perceived as Logan's fat friend who holds him back. Ever since my parents signed the permission slip, I'd been imagining that terrible walk back through the line. Would Logan avert his eyes and pretend not to know me? Bree and Gracie were in our class, so they'd be there. Would they stare at me and think, "Thank God we got out of that friendship"?
"We can't,"
I responded, gripping the straps of my messenger bag a little too tight.
"Miss it, I mean, we can't miss the trip."
"Sadie, do you really want to go?"
I kept my eyes on the dashboard, unblinking, but I could feel Logan watching me. I thought,
"Tell him, be open, show him you trust him."
If I did that, our friendship, only as old as the school year, could grow and solidify. As usual, the words just wouldn't come out. Logan tapped his fingers on the steering wheel, then stated,
"Okay, executive decision, I say we ditch."
Maybe it was selfish of me, but I didn't argue. I'm good at mazes, like, really good. Every fall, my dad and I go to any corn maze we can find within 100 miles, which in Indiana is quite a few.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?